The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. People are retarded. People are so fucking retarded, I can't take it anymore. I've been trying to explain that, growth of population on an exponential curve can't go on forever. This will have to stop. And people are just stupid, like monkey level stupid. Some of them are, no, can't stop. Who's going to pay my pension? They don't even think. Like, if your system requires always an exponential growth to pay your fucking pension, something's not working. If your system requires an infinite exponential growth, that's called running into a brick wall. That's called a Ponzi scheme. That's called an unsustainable utopia that you're trying to build. Because imagine if you need exponential growth tomorrow to pay your pension. Imagine what the people of tomorrow are going to need to pay their pension. They're going to need even more people. They're going to need even more growth. And growth can't go on forever. This basic fact that is almost a basic truth of physics, there are some people who don't want to hear it. Even Elon Musk is retarded. It's at that level that we are. I'm going to try explaining it with some graph, with a graph from Japan, but you can't want always up. Ariel Suarez says, like socialist insecurity. I mean, it's unsustainable systems. That is all that the socialist can build. Candace Owen is trending because she has her story about Macron. Now she's sorry, I had to sneeze. Now she is trending and speaking in French on Twitter, calling for anyone who would have known Brigitte Macron when she was a man. If she was a boy, there must be some school partners of hers. There must be some of her students. If she was a boy when she was young, there will have to be someone willing to witness this, to testify. So she's calling for everyone in France to send her info. Have you seen Brigitte Macron when she was a man? But she's coming out with the whole story on January 30. She went into France, interviewed the guy that's been for years raising the alarm about this, about Brigitte Macron being a man. And we'll see if Candace Owen comes with more facts, because I've seen what the other guy has collected in terms of evidence. It is kind of convincing, not to the point of being sure, but it's like, whoa, there's a big chance that Brigitte Macron is a man, a trans. And when you look at the Emmanuel Macron letter to Candace Owens, it doesn't seem reassuring for the theory that Brigitte is a woman. You know, it's like, oh, well, it's none of your business. There's no strong denial. It's more a implied denial. So it's a very loose denial. Like, if your wife is not trans, Emmanuel Macron, it would be very easy to state it. My wife is not trans. But instead, it's like, oh, well, it's none of your business. Okay, maybe she's trans. then. So demographic collapse, that's one of the words that we have to stop. We have to stop using that word because it lends to the lie already. A demographic collapse. Collapse is a catastrophic term that is like uncontrollable. It falls, it crumbles, the population crumbles. Collapse is way too big of a word to describe what may be happening in certain civilizations of the West and Japan. It's a slowdown of population growth for now in most places. And in Japan, it is maybe a small downturn on the numbers of people in Japan. We're talking about very, very minimal slowing into an overall extremely exponential curve. And collapse is not a proper word for this. Equilibrium, reversal of the direction, those are proper neutral words. Collapse is way too dramatic. So Corvin Kallsine says there are a finite number of carbon atoms on planet Earth. Convert 100% of it into human beings. How do you get more humans then? Exactly. That is the absolute limit, but there certainly will be limits before we even get there. Because, of course, if you have so many humans taking the carbon of atoms, then you don't have food anymore. You need the food. And then to get the food, you need the ecosystem. And so there's always a limit that's closer than you think. Doubting Thomas says, JF, what's the over-under of a massive federal bailout to the uninsured California fire victims, which would in reality be more of a payday? Would Biden be that bold to squeeze out a last-minute executive order, maybe Trump? Biden has already indicated his intent to fully reimburse the people of California. So I think that's already in the bag in terms of Biden will write some sort of executive orders. Now, will Trump be able to stop it when he arrives? The problem is that I don't even think that Trump wants this stop. Trump is too stupid to understand. Any dollar you send to California is a dollar sent to the growing of progressivism in the U.S. Doesn't matter how you send it. So if Trump was intelligent, he would completely redo all of the federal programs in a way that fully favors the Republican states. But Trump is not like this. Trump is too soft. Trump doesn't understand that any generosity toward the leftists will end up playing against him and against us in the long run. So he's probably going to let it happen and probably going to even brag about it and say, oh yeah, we fully reimbursed all of the houses of everyone so they can catch fire again. And as you say, it's a bizarre political way to cash out on a falling nation, because no one wants to live in California that has children and healthy families. It's a dangerous place to be, and it would be completely insane to bring your children there at this point with the fire issue. So it's a place that people want to escape, and we see the net migration are away from leftist cities in since 2018, 2019. So it is something that is due to lose value. And then you're going to reimburse them at insurance rate, assuming that the value will not. And yes, we are in a speculative housing market, absolutely. So it's like irrealistic that everyone in California would sell their house. Everyone in the areas that have burned would sell their house at current prices. So you're not going to take this into account, and you're just going to inflate the system with more cash. Unfortunately, that's what I think will happen. Shrink Mamel sends a super chat. Thank you so much. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Shrink Mamel says, will the Taiwanese woman I'm be broken already? I'm with be broken already. I found out she doesn't talk to her father since she had an affair since he had an affair on her mother. She hasn't displayed instability yet, like many other girls from the dating apps. Listen, I don't think that there is such a thing as a healthy woman out there waiting for you, Shrigma Male. I'm sorry. Women are insane in the head. They are unstable creatures. They are driven by emotion, hormones, and trauma. And your Taiwanese woman will, if she's already anti-father, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. Most likely she will be traumatized in ways, and eventually she will hold her hatred against her father. She will transfer it toward you for no reason at all. So, I mean, it's okay to dream, but here I'm here to for you to confront reality. Your Taiwanese passport girlfriend is probably retarded and probably fucking insane in the head, and you're lucky that she hasn't killed you yet. Now, we know the game we're playing. You want to inseminate this Taiwanese woman, sure, but it's not going to be easy like this. Unless you have been struck by a lightning of random chance, no, I don't think so. I think she is showing the red flags that will trigger into some massive crisis at some point, and already she flailed on the whole insemination on site, so she decided to slow down the insemination process, that she wanted Shringmamel to meet her parents before. That is already a very confused woman who does not hone herself, and so just be careful. That doesn't mean do not inseminate, but it means red flags all across. Ty Rogerson says, if she's mainland Chinese, she may send a drone swarm your way if you tick her off. Yeah, thankfully, the Taiwanese are not as militarily equipped as the Chinese. So, Shringmamel, there's a plus for you there. Non-militarism. The consequences of this demographic collapse. So I was taking the AF Post statement about Japan nears demographic collapse with record low births and soaring death rates. Demographic collapse should be avoided because it's a false alarm in a context where you wanna see what people talk about the demographic collapse of Japan. Because I'm sure you've heard some leftist or some technocrat out there use these terms. The Japan is in a troubling situation. Japan is doing bad. Japan is going to need to find a solution. Japan is not growing quick enough. Japan is losing population. Have you ever seen the graph of the population of Japan? The real graph, not the predictions. Not the expectations. This right here is your demographic collapse. The point from here to here. That is your collapse. Now, Japan was doing perfectly fine 20 years ago with less population, was doing perfectly fine 50 years ago, was doing perfectly fine 100 years ago, was doing perfectly fine 200 years ago. But the demographic collapse, this right here should alarm you, because look at where it's headed. I mean, look, it's going straight to zero. And this can only worry you if you are if you are incapable of thinking of complex systems and equilibriums and the impossibility of having zero human being. I mean, human beings are worse than cockroaches. You can kill 500 of them. You haven't made a dent. There's more than 120 million people still living in Japan. That is way too many people. actually a pretty healthy thing that's happening, that Japan is stopping to grow. But let's not call this a collapse. This is a break on growth in something that was an unrealistically exponential growth curve. It would be much more worrying if we see, if you were here and you look at this line right here, you should be worried about this line. You should be worried about an exponential mechanism that seems out of control. The last thing you should be worried about is the fact that the exponential out of control system has somehow converged towards self-mastery. Somehow it stopped. And apparently out of people's will and individual decision. Apparently just the lack of space, the competition of the economy, all of this drove the Japanese people to just slow down on growth. That is very good news. As I was describing it, there is much positive to be expected from this demographic collapse. More accessibility to the real estate market for families. More space for everyone to enjoy. Reconcentration of societal developments around quality rather than quantity. Increased selectivity of natural selection processes, thus increasing the general quality of the gene pool. Reduction of human footprint and easing off of human destructivity over all ecological niches. It's time we stop letting the alarmists change the language around regular population phenomena. It's not a demographic collapse, it's a possible future reduction of the population. It makes absolutely zero sense to expect human populations to always be growing. People like Elon must stop. You're asking for infinite growth in a finite world. Let nature settle this. Just make sure you don't import billions of immigrants as you let her do her thing. The only way you can be worried about such a small diminishment of the momentum of a growth of population is if you're replacing that population with an alternative population that is keeping the growth in the exponential direction. Then you are faced with evolutionary competition. Then you are faced with parasitism of your nation. But this in and of itself, no problem. Now, people come to me and they are frustrated and they don't understand and they yell at me. Some people are saying, Jeff, who will pay the pension? There's way too many old people. See, they repeat to me. I know these talking points are said on TV and in debates all the time. You guys don't think for yourselves. You guys are listening to what's out there, you've read this somewhere, you've heard it somewhere. And then you come to me and, Jeff, it's not about just the number of people, it's about people getting old and they need people to support the health system. Bullshit. People should die. If they need youth, the energy of youth, if you need the energy of youth to live, on this earth, you are a source of pollution and you should go out gracefully. You should leave this earth. You should accept your death. Do not drain the blood like a fucking vampires. These people want to drain the blood of the next generation. That is a reversal of the normal sense of nature in which parents deliver services to keep their children alive. Never expect children to deliver services to keep their parents alive. It's time to go. If you need more babies to grow into nurses than the babies you've created, your system is unsustainable. See, that's a very simple measure. If you can make it into 60, 70, 80 comfortably, and you don't require much nurses, and in fact, you've produced enough nurses in the next generation that it's just a surplus, and you just need a little bit of care, that's fine. If the population curve, if we need to change the population curve of your country to keep you alive because you didn't make enough babies, but now you're 80 years old and you want to still live. You are literally a consumer of oxygen in surplus. We need to get rid of such behaviors. Craft9 says, thanks for the insight, JF. This is similar to your breakdown of the nuclear fallout problem and how we are likely being paranoid. Absolutely. This is exactly the kind of pathology that led Western civilization to be in this loop, this uncontrollable loop of, oh, well, we need to grow. Oh, well, we don't grow enough. Well, let's import people. That will fix the growth problem. But now you fix the generational growth problem with a replacement problem. And the replacement problem, believe me, is much more grave, much more negative than the problem of who's going to pay for the healthcare. Because the fact is, this is a self-solving issue. If no one pays for the healthcare, people die, and people don't need no more healthcare because they're dead. Dusenko says, right now, some countries have average age of almost 50. I wonder what life will be like when it's average 65 plus. We are in this this push of the extension of life to a point that is ridiculous. And we need to call it out because irrationality in this sector of thought is driving the push for immigration, the push for unsustainable growth, the push for inflation. The entirety of our society revolves around this growth assumption, really. And this growth assumption really is the ultimate boomer contribution to the world, whereas all generations before, they were happy to go dying on just crumbs, on literally bread crumbs, just eating some bread crumbs so that their children would be doing good. And they were like, I'm happy to die basically hungry. I'm happy to die hungry because what matters is not my feeling as I die. What matters is that the next generation is left unimpeded. And the boomers have totally reversed this. And I'm thinking a parallel here. Let me tempt a parallel because I think it's important from a evolutionary biology perspective. This is probably like what happened when queen ants showed up. Queen ants, the ancestors of the ants, they didn't have a colony. They must have been freely ranging, freely reproducing, single individual ants or ant-like. And eventually some generation of boomer, basically, the queen of the ant colony is like a boomer. She wants everything centered around herself. She wants all of the babies to eventually serve her, that she can produce those flying queen babies. What's happening is the exact same thing. We are reverting into a parent expect care from their children direction. And that's bad. It's bad for the revolutionary phenotype. It's bad for the political contributions of boomers to society. And it's the whole shit that we're in right now that started somewhere between 1940 and 1970. This is due to it. It's the lack of a sense. The sense of nature. You don't need to. You shouldn't expect the next generation of people to be carriers of energy for your own sustenance in the future. You should accept death gratefully, unlike the boomers. Ty Rogerson says, gonna create an AI image of boomer parents with their mouths open like baby birds sucking millennials' lifeblood. I mean, it is like ultimate vampiric parasitic shit that I'm hearing today on Twitter. These people are coming with vampiric arguments like, hey, Have you realized that if you need more people in the next generation than you have just to care for your ass, you are in a non-sustainable system, a system that will one day crumble or import migrants and crumble. There's no other choice. A system that is sustainable is a system headed toward the future, not caring for the contability of an inflationary system of wealth drainage, really. Lendald Guntram says, real reason why Elon needs exponential growth is this crazy Mars project. He said he needed to somehow generate about $1 trillion USD per year to successfully, at least to start colonizing the red planet. Yeah. And no surprise, because Elon, although Elon has merit for some of his contribution to the world, Elon has not been solely selected via merit. Elon's success is also very much an illustration of the societal impulse toward inflation. Elon basically has the billions of dollars and trillions of dollars, whatever he has. He has generated these trillions of dollars of activity because of the growth assumption. And so when we have talented people rise to the top in our society, never forget that they had talent for sure, and some of their talents played out in their ascension. But something else played out. The fact that even if you were to come up with a company that does nothing, and that's kind of the Bitcoin revelation. That's kind of the Michael Saylor pill right here. Even if you were to make a company that sells burger but does not profit from its burgers. Okay, some video started playing on X, sorry. That is very annoying. Okay, sorry. I was hearing it in my ears. You guys weren't hearing it. They have benefited from this. Even if you were to sell burgers, make no money from it, you would still grow in value, because your having of a company would still be taken through the inflation rise of everything, and you would still be an edge against inflation because at least your money wasn't sleeping. Yeah, you heard a part of it, but then I cut it. Alt-White sends $25. He said, thank you so much. He says, the carrying capacity of humans on Earth is somewhere around 6 to 8 billion. We've already exceeded that, and population is continuing to grow exponentially. Uncontrolled overpopulation will ultimately lead to a massive die-off from one cause or another. I absolutely agree. Now, I never get into the declaring a specific number for the carrying capacity of humans on Earth, because it's all relative. I do not believe that there is such a single number. And we've had all of these discussions today on Twitter, people coming to me with vertical farming. Oh, JF, what about cube farming? And in the end, I think that there are various modes in which just think about the difference between maintaining a life in India versus maintaining a life in Europe. They eat beans, they eat cucumbers, they eat relish. I mean, you look at their street food, you know, and the guy is some sort of bread, like it doesn't even look like the bread is interesting. Then he just slashes relish and another sort of relish, and there's beans with relish, and you're like, your European instinct is, when is the meat coming in? It's not coming. The meat isn't coming, JF. You are in Indian street food YouTube. There's no meat coming. So you can sustain people for much less than we consume. Now, is it desirable? Do we need to maximize the carrying capacity? Why would you want to do this? It's evident from the currently existing retarded populations across the world that we don't gain from numbers, and that we can cover this earth with bodies of humans that are so stupid they basically can't help themselves into survival, and they need humanitarian care, and they need all sorts of supervisions to exist. But why would we want to do this? We don't gain qualitatively from it. No one gains. It's really just, yeah, we can make humans slop. We can take the direction of evolving into human slop. Doubting Thomas sends a super chat. He says, I have been arguing with someone who believes that modernity and decreased fertility rates may lead to our extinction, and maybe a cause of the Fermi paradox. He believes that modernity and pregnancy being a choice makes us less shaped by biological pressures like selection and evolution. Well, your friend is completely blinded by the current times. You know, it's very easy to look. We live in a very special time, and it's very easy to look at it and say, well, that let's extrapolate rules from it. But the choice of pregnancy, it doesn't change anything. All it changes is there's something else that's being selected out. It's these women who choose to have few babies or who choose to have babies too late. They're getting selected out of the population. But in 100 years from now, in 500 years from now, choice doesn't matter anymore, because those people who made the bad choices are eliminated. And all that's left are those people who are so intent on making the choice of having children that the fact that they have the liberty to not make them doesn't matter anymore. So it's heartbreaking to see minds stuck in bad, just unproductive thinking. That is unproductive thinking. To think that you can explain the Fermi paradox with... just think about it probabilistically. What are the chances that the Fermi paradox is... The Fermi paradox is the fact that we don't see extraterrestrials out there, but that there should be. They should be out there everywhere. Life should be everywhere, because life spreads, life grows, life sustains. It should be life everywhere on this universe, but we don't see a single alien civilization. So the Fermi paradox is, where the fuck are they? So to think that you can explain the Fermi paradox with something that has dawned onto you and humanity in the last 30 years is a ridiculously narcissistic, it's probabilistically narcissistic. To think that you just happen to be in the right culture at the right moment, that you can see the Fermi paradox, the root of the Fermi paradox happen in your lifetime, is to invoke such small probabilities that it's ridiculous on its face. Think about it over a billion years. Most likely, the Fermi paradox must be explainable by things happening outside of your lifetime, anywhere in that 4 billion years other than when you're alive, you see? Ty Rogerson says, the chutzpah paradox explains this. If you have the chutzpah, maybe you can think that you deserve the Fermi paradox in your lifetime. Alt-White says, Jeff, carrying capacity in a natural, healthy environment, granted, we could maximize that with a distinctly lowered quality of life, but why do that? Exactly. And so that's why I don't give a precise number to the carrying capacity, because, okay, at current way of life, carrying capacity may be something like on the order of 8 billion, maybe on the order of 20 billion, 50 billion, I don't care, somewhere around this. But I can imagine people literally plugged onto saline solutions and literally connected to 3D worlds so they can enjoy some slap culture that all of their life. And then I can maybe pack in 200 billion. Maybe I can pack in a trillion humans in little pods. Possible. That's why I never get. And if you look at kind of a farmer lifestyle of medieval ages, then probably 8 billion is way too much to sustain that. If you want to sustain the farmer lifestyle, the thing is, if you have 8 billion people in a medieval environment, you're going to have sword fights way before. You're not going to maintain 8 billion. There's going to be too much fights for territory, too much fight for farmable grounds, and you're probably going... So 8 billion is not even the capacity there. So it's all relative to what kind of life do you expect for these humans when you try to calculate how many can live on planet Earth. Kovi Killer Clown says, aliens are on the invisible mothership. Mothership, of course. So that's the solution to the Fermi paradox. They have mastered anti-optics. They have mastered antimatter-based furtivity. You send photons to them. They project an image of the background universe with their antimatter projection. Kovi Killer Clown says, it's your pod that you will be in. With your Google, you'll be seeing a whole new version of reality, a whole new version of humanity. Some AI poetry here, or is that from you, Killer Clown? All right, what else do we have? Massive change at Walmart. You have to respect the marketing genius of Walmart because they just changed their logo, and look at this. Before, after. Before, after. This is amazing because it's getting coverage just because of the minimalistic nature of it. When you're Walmart, anyways, you don't want to change much because Walmart is the place to go. Walmart works. Walmart does not need much marketing. And so it would have been counterproductive to make a massive change of logo. You don't know about the new logo. But we know that the old logo works and that people associate it with Walmart. And yet they succeed at getting basically social media rage coverage by, they haven't even changed. And so they succeeded without taking much of a risk. They succeeded at getting this story covered. And that is marketing genius. It's like, I'm a specialist of marketing in the domain of high risk. Like I'm in the domain of people are going to think that you killed your wife, but you're going to sell some books. I'm in the pros and cons. I'm in the extreme of this balance right there. But Walmart cannot afford to play the level of risk I play the game at. They have found basically a zero risk change that they could do to their logo and yet get rage bait social media coverage because people are like, what? Is this real? Are you kidding me? And, you know, you have to admire the roundness, the increased contrast. This is a better logo on top of it. One of the few marketing moves that actually is better because there's no way to reinvent marketing. Most likely, if you do a complete redesign of your logo, you're going to get worse. This is why things are always getting worse. I mean, Aunt Jemima, they don't even have a black woman anymore. Aunt Jemima has disappeared. Very bad marketing decision. Too much rage. Too much negativity. No one wants to now buy their Aunt Jemima syrup with some windmill. That's uninteresting. But see, Walmart, they master it. They know what they're doing. Man, the experts are getting absolutely discredited, and the vaccines are taking a hit. Look at this. This is not the COVID vaccine. This is measles, polio, whooping cough vaccine. Those are the basic vaccines that basically, if you asked anyone 20 years ago, you would get more than 95% opinion that it's very good vaccine. Those are the base vaccines that everyone wanted. Now look at this. Starting on 2019, dropping from 95% rate of kindergarten vaccination down to 93% in 2021, down to 92.5% in 2024. The vaccine business has hurt itself by calling the COVID stuff a vaccine when it was a new method, certainly, and questionably even a vaccine at all. And on top of it could kill you. And on top of it, they were so public about their attempt at lying about it. That is probably what hurts most. It's not that a story of a vaccine gone wrong, maybe they could have passed it, but this was not just a vaccine gone wrong. This was a vaccine gone wrong and people looking in your eyes and telling you, you're going to lie about it. We know it's the truth that you died or that you were handicapped by the vaccine, but you're not going to be able to say it on Facebook. Now that has triggered people, and that has triggered a legitimate resistance that is, I'm very thankful for this resistance, because you look at this curve before the COVID stuff, there was no sign that there would ever be a question of this system. We were headed basically the brainwashers of the government were justified in believing that one day we would have 100% vaccinated. We were headed there. We were headed to the point where it's not even questionable, and the control group was getting killed. The control group, those people who can testify that, hey, I live without being vaccinated and I didn't get measles, I didn't get polio. We were erasing the control group, but now the control group is healthy again and growing. Ty Rogerson says, maybe the COVID psyop was the immunization we need all along. Maybe the vaccine was vaccinating us against bad ideas and bad cultural control. It's horrible what has happened during the COVID era. Dusenko says, would you advise to get into our elderly care business? I was thinking about buying an old building and making it into a retirement home. Endless customers incoming in near decades, and they pay a lot. Oh, it's not a bad business. It's like having a rentable apartment. There's money to be made. There's lots of troubles that come with it, let me tell you. There's going to be elders that they come to be handicapped in the place, and you can't charge them anymore because they're going to be unable to pay. You're going to try evicting them. Sometimes it's not going to work. Sometimes they're going to put themselves in a situation where you have dependents that that fuck you in the ass because they get a judge to decide that somehow they're protected for some reason. So it's a dirty business because you have to deal about all these details and you have to evaluate how much money can I get from this guy. And you're going to get applications and it's like, okay, is this old guy more likely to pay than this old guy? It's all detailed business. Definitely there's money to be made in it. Now be careful, because do not buy real estate in a super excited market. Make sure if you want this to be a viable business to eventually cash out on, I would recommend against buying your building at the top of the market. Be intelligent about when you buy your building, and then it's viable. If you overpay for your building, that will kill you in terms of making money from it. You have to be careful, but also you have to know that the prices are always going up and up and inflating always. So in that world, it's very hard to know when is the bottom. When does it make sense to buy? But it's doable if you have lots of time to dedicate. Jaron says, is this 3 percentage point drop because more white people are saying no to vaccines since 2020? Or is it because there are more poor foreigners in kindergarten since 2020? It is an interesting question. Is the drop really due to American whites? I'm sure it is, because I've seen data on vaccine hesitancy growing into American whites and also American blacks. So I think it's across the board. But I think, yes, part of this could be explainable by refugees who come here and they happen to have zero vaccination history. Trigmamel says, should I date multiple women in Taipei and Kaohsiung, since I don't know if this woman is going to be open to insemination without her family's influence? That is a hard question to answer. I am generally for investing efforts only on a single woman, but you may be dealing with populations of unstable women to an extent that requires polygamy. Like, they may be so unreliable that you have to. I wouldn't tell you to go there in general, but maybe you're in that situation where you need to go there. In general, personally, I am only used to monogamous dating. Now, you have to be able to chain them one after the other and jump quick to the next. But personally, when I am in a story of commitment with a woman, I do not explore parallel possibilities, but that's just my preference. Maybe you need and have a different strategy. It's all the question of return on investment. What are the chances that deploying parallel attention to other women will reduce your chances with this woman? Certainly, by not being as present to her, you will not be as attractive to her, and perhaps she will see other options herself. So, but at the same time, if she couldn't fully commit to you in a serious way, then you don't necessarily owe her any form of commitment back. So it's a tight and a complex question that you ask. I would say be pragmatic about it and ask yourself, what is the quickest way to have babies? And sometimes the quickest way, in my case, it's always been to aim for monogamous, serious relationship. But maybe you're not there. Maybe you don't see that serious relationship within reach. If so, then yes, explore other women. But don't forget that the average woman out there that you explore is as unreliable, at least, as your current girlfriend, and probably more. So it's never forget the average market. When you talk about an alternative, when you think, should I move from where I am right now? Never forget the absolute retardation out there. Never forget the sewers out there. Never forget the fucking degeneracy of the world. Let me tell you, most of the time, your current girlfriend, if she's just there being a woman, is probably more valuable than the average market out there. The average market out there is such shit that it's worth to dedicate yourself to a potential woman that is showing interest to you. Alimero says you had to have proof of vax to enter state fair. Suburban says alternative strategies will be coming more into play due to deteriorating conditions. Oh yeah, there's a point at which the market is so cloudy and commitment is so not there that there's some point at which you're basically digging in the dark. You're basically coming and you're not even sure it's a woman and you don't quite have time to check. That is a sad state of affair, and it's how it feels to be dating for people at the bottom of the market right now, probably. So, but at some point it's going to grow and grow and become like that for most people. Digging in the dark. I'm thinking of making a movie about it. Jake Shields says, now that I've had my verification taken away, I'm unable to post my podcast on X. I'm not allowed to post videos over 2 minutes long. How is this not censorship? See, this is where Elon Musk's statement that, oh, it's about freedom of reach, not freedom of speech. You can still speak. No, you can't even speak. He's just been cut to 2 minutes videos. So he can't have a long-term show. He cannot say everything he would have wanted to say on his upload. So he doesn't have freedom of speech. When you remove the check mark from these people, you are also affecting their freedom of speech, not just their freedom of reach. Although, in my view, freedom of reach is freedom of speech. Nala Ray. It's funny. This is a OnlyFans prostitute porn actress, but instead of Lana Del Rey, her name is Nala Ray. So she kind of stole the nickname of Lana Del Rey. She refuses to give away the money she earned selling her body online, affirming that her faith alone is sufficient for salvation. Yeah. So this is a woman who goes around saying, now I'm Christian, all of these things I've done in my past and maybe in my present don't matter because I have salvation. Let's see here.
People are going to hate me for saying this, but just listen, okay?
This woman is ugly. I mean, she's ugly in a very special way. You can see that she's shaped to kind of look beautiful to a naive eye of a man who's not watching too much in details. Like she has the makeup, she has the hair placed and everything, but she's deeply ugly. Like the facial feature is just very ugly.
Listen, giving away all the money that you made doing sinful acts does not make you a Christian. I have so many people in my comments just telling me that they'll only believe me that I'm a Christian if I gave away all the sinful money I made doing porn. See, from what I know is from Romans 10.
She keeps the profits from the sin. Interesting. Interesting what you can do with infinite salvation.
9, the Bible, it says that if you declare with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, then...
And she declares with a especially enlarged mouth. Look at these lips.
You will be saved. That is all it requires to become a Christian and to turn from your ways and to repent from them. That, to have a real transformation. Am I still doing that? No. I'm not still doing porn. I am not selling myself on the internet. I deleted every single thing that could be even potentially explicit content off of all my social medias, dude. Off of every single platform I own. I even deleted my entire Twitter. I don't have Twitter anymore. But Nala, you're not a Christian if you have colored hair. No, no. You're not a Christian if you wear makeup. You're not a Christian if you have false eyelashes. You're not a Christian if blah, 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 blah. No, it has nothing to do with your standards on my walk with God. It has everything to do with...
I don't have a strong opinion against what she's saying. Okay. she repents and she looks at her past, and but I think she's correct. She doesn't have to return the money. But I will say there is one thing with these porn stars. They always cash in, and the OnlyFans and whatever you want to call it, they always cash in their prime, and then they double dip. They double dip, they become commentators, they become more political, they reject their old ways. It's kind of a trajectory that we've seen many of these people take. Where it's like, it's very convenient that while you were at your most beautiful, you were cashing in on the sin. And now that you are more ugly, you are, but still, you know, still acceptable for a camera, you are recycling yourself into the opposite, which is denying that what you've made in the past is okay. And you now have a political speech and religious speech career in front of you. It's double dipping. That's the issue I take. But as far as keeping the money, well, she's entitled to that money. You can't force her to give it back. Alimero says, two most likely people to find Jesus, porn stars and prisoners. That's an interesting observation. It's true that that people with a past, they come back with a kind of a... They come to religion with a vengeance, if you will. If they do take the path of religion, they will take it to the extreme often, and they will overdo it. DK Shadow says, if she goes back to porn, that will be triple dipping. I guess it would. A judge has been reassigned after texting a joke to another judge. The meme joke was showing a little black guy. My first ankle monitor. I think it's I think it's a there's someone using the N-word on the Discord. I'm gonna ban him forever here. Zook, sorry man, you are coming to give me some trouble. I'm banning you forever. Boom. Bye bye. Kick. Ban. But it's a funny joke. Funny joke. The idea that, I mean, this judge must feel like it's a relevant joke. Because I'm sure when you're a judge, you see the age at which black criminals come in front of you. And you're like, oh, they're getting younger and younger. And this is nothing else than the Dave Chappelle joke, the baby drug dealer. The baby drug dealer. So it's a similar joke, but of course, if you're a judge, you can't make this joke. Zucci says, wait, what? Well, Zucci, I don't know if the Zucci on the regular chat is the same Zucci on my Discord, but you have used the N-word with hard R on the Discord. So I have banned you. I don't know if Zucci is Zucci. He says, I've been here for a year and seen people use it, thought it was okay. Was just comparing offensive levels of offensiveness. Well, it's not okay. You have to reread the Discord rules. Look, I can unban you if you understand that this is a problem going forward. You are trying to give trouble to me, Zucci. What was the Discord name that I banned? You're gonna have to tell me, Zucci, what is your Discord name? Because your Discord name is not Zucci, is something else. Okay, let's see. I will unban you, but you have lost 7 days of posting history on Discord. I will not restore this posting history because I can't tell if you've been using the N-word for 7 days and I just saw it. Frog Eyes says, damn, not only does JF watch the live chat better than any streamer, he also has his eye on Discord at all times. Oh, yeah. I have 3 screens here. Regular chat, Discord, Telegram, audio levels, copy, screen copy that you guys can see, and then main control screen for Streamlabs, OBS, and that kind of stuff. It is true. It is a rare thing that you will see. It's a rare thing that you will see a streamer follow multiple platforms of chat. That is what I do. What do we have other than this to... Hey, Lady MAGA. Lady MAGA, I don't like the idea that this guy is dressing as a woman, especially in the current context of Alt-White sends a super chat. He says, ethics of convenience are no ethics at all. Okay, I guess that's an interesting principle. Lady MAGA, I take issue with the idea that this guy is dressing as a woman. But I had this guy on my show. And I find it interesting. This guy is at the intersection between the edgy political YouTube commentary and the mainstream Republicans, because Lady MAGA shows up sometimes in these Charlie Kirk type event and they welcome her or him. But interestingly, he's been showing openness by giving me an interview also. So he's not, he seems interested at a form of unity on the right that is important. And also, he says, he reminds people on this video that first he has a beard, he's a man, that he's not a trans. He doesn't consider himself a trans. Trans is this new way of seeing cross-dressing, which is pushed onto the leftist these days. But he considers that he is dressing as Lady MAGA as a cross-dressing experiment, but not as a sexual thing or as a trans identity thing.
Hello, cupcakes. I'm going to talk about why I'm pro-white. Before I do that, I got to clarify. I am not trans. Stop thinking that I'm trans, okay? Look at me. I am not trans. 1, 2, stop asking what I do with my beard when I'm Lady MAGA USA. I shave it off. So now that that's out of the way, let me explain why I'm pro-white. People of European descent, meaning Europeans and white Americans of European descent, are being eradicated from the planet. We are a tiny, tiny minority on this planet. Roughly.
Well, I find it interesting that he is making pro-white speech. I think it should be commended, although I still take issue with the whole gay aspect, but it's John Drake says has a gay vibe to me. I think he's gay. I think he had told me this. Is it possible he told me this in the interview? He's gay but not trans, but he dresses as Lady MAGA. I think he's revolted against authoritarian parents. I think that's what led him down this road. He wanted to revolt against his parents. Well, anyways, it's good that he's making statements for white people. The Joe Rogan podcast has become a sort of absolution booth where elites undergo 3 hours of ritualistic bro talk before being born again as the common man. A lot has been said about this Zuckerberg interview on Joe Rogan, and Morgott has made a beautiful description of it. Yes, it's exactly what's happening. The problem is Joe Rogan doesn't have much of an interest to push onto people, especially if they have walked back. So Zuckerberg here, and the thing is, Joe Rogan is probably interested at keeping people like Zuckerberg interested at coming back on his podcast. So he's not really incentivized at going hard onto Zuckerberg. So it's kind of softball interviews, and it's meant to for people to develop sympathy with Zuckerberg. It's where the responsibility of journalism kind of clashes with your interest at keeping your platform for your platform not to be abandoned by the big names like Zuckerberg. So it's really too bad. And yes, it's weird how Zuckerberg, people were pointing out, the Babylon Bee was pointing out, Zuckerberg claimed a few years ago that he wasn't censoring, he was free speech. He wasn't censoring free speech. And then this week he's saying, well, we're going to stop censoring free speech. Well, what? So you were lying when you were saying you weren't doing it? So you're coming out now and admitting that you were doing it. So it was bad and you were censoring speech. Paul Joseph Watson has been mentioned by someone on the regular chat before the show began. This guy was speaking against against the whole UK scandal of child rape, basically Pakistani child rape. And it turned out that he was meeting children, and he just got caught by one of these, these pedo hunters. So he just got caught by pedo hunters, and he's the same talking head that was going publicly to defend leftist talking points and sometimes tolerance, basically, for pedophilia, or for at least not having an investigation on the whole UK Pakistani child rape case. Someone apparently met Mel Gibson on the road, and it's amazing how Mel Gibson is a good guy. He's a great guy. I think Mel Gibson was fixing his car or his tire or something.
Helping my friend Mel Gibson, El del Patriota.
Mel Gibson. Are you Mel Gibson?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. El del Patriota. You perform in the Patriota?
Yeah.
Movie?
Oh, he's talking about the movie The Patriot? Unbelievable. He's very tacky, this Mexican guy.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Long time ago.
Long time ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you alone?
Huh?
Why are you alone?
Why are you?
I am alone because I'm not famous.
I'm alone because I'm not famous. Wow, what an interesting turn of the question. Why am I alone? Well, why are you alone? Well, I'm alone because I'm not famous. Well, technically, I'm not alone. There's a Mexican guy annoying me with his phone. Therefore, we're two. We're not alone anymore.
I like being alone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Oh, my God, this is a lucky day for me.
I don't know.
Yeah?
What if I rob you?
Yeah, you are, Mel Gibson.
Okay, I just need to... Hey, can you shine that light on this? On the pressure gauge?
Okay, let me help you.
Can you shine that line on the pressure gauge? Apocalypto 2. The white man's revenge. Yeah, it would be nice to have a Apocalypto 2. Absolutely. Yes, Shamrock Shake says, lol, urban version. Yes, this video plays out like some kind of Apocalypto 2. Here, I think we have exclusive video. This is the first time that it is revealed to the public, and I will leave you guys with this tonight. Video of Trigmamel getting a girlfriend.
I'm in Japantown in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. It's known for its world-class massages. Tonight, I want to take a closer look and find out why so many Western men come here to relieve their stress.
As I was making my way down the street, first thing I noticed was how friendly the masseuse...
An entire street covered in prostitutes.
They seemed very enthusiastic about their job. This already felt so different from America. I made my way to the first massage parlor to ask an innocent question about a deep tissue massage, and I was greeted with an overtly friendly hello. Even my cameraman was being offered a massage and a free beer. Talk about service. But we decided to decline their offer and keep exploring Japantown. We turned the corner, and that's when things got a little bit aggressive. I was being pulled in every direction. A group of them even decided to pull me inside their parlor. I've never been treated like this by a wellness spa, and even though I felt like I was being kidnapped, this could just be their way of prepping their clients before complete relaxation. Once I was inside, they kept saying that they wanted to marry me. I've never felt so much...
They're taking him by force. It's extremely sad what's happening in the prostitution world. Because, okay, this guy was kidding for his video. That makes him a nice video, so he's happy. But the regular guy passing through this is basically being pulled by force and having sex with these women who are having sex maybe 100 times in the day. It's extremely sad. Alt-White says, notice no one is hunting pedos in Japan or Thailand or the Philippines. Why are you suggesting that's the case? Are you saying it's because there's so much prostitution that it's not even worth it to be a pedo? Poopy Stink Third Butt says, should I have my 100 IQ wife homeschool my 5-year-old? I'd say flip a coin. If it's head, do it.